average turnout over the last 8 years is about 16%. And our special election, the last two that we've had countywide, had an average turnout of 13%.
Supporters say that IRV eliminates the need for plurality in runoff elections. If anyone receives a majority of the first-choice votes, that candidate is elected. If not, the last-place candidate is defeated, just as in a runoff election, and all ballots are counted again, but this time each ballot cast with a defeated candidate counts with the next-choice candidate listed on the ballot. Some worry that IRV might prove too complex for the average voter, but IRV advocate Anthony Lorenzo scoffs at that suggestion.
As far as it being difficult, I mean, we're talking about ranking people in order of choice. I mean, I've certainly asked for, we've done presentations in Miami, some colleagues of mine, and we've asked, you know, fourth graders to rank people in order of preference as superheroes, and they demonstrate this skill very easily. And you know, it's in my opinion, it's not a difficult system.
And Lorenzo says the only type of resistance he's heard in the community has come from Supervisor of Elections in Sarasota County, Kathy Dent.
You know, her concern was that there is no software or hardware certified at the state level which can conduct instant runoff voting elections, because state law currently mandates that all that ballots are tabulated using an electronic machine.
Lorenzo says the key is that the initiative is actually about implementing instant runoff, contingent upon a two-year window after software and hardware have been certified.
What we really felt in the discourse which we had with the city government and the Supervisor of Elections was that if we didn't, number one, create the regulations of how we wanted instant runoff voting to be conducted, if we didn't clearly delineate how that works with language, that we would be leaving it up to private industry and the voting industry, which, you know, their performance has been less than satisfying, to say the least.
Supervisor Dent echoed Lorenzo's comments.
And right now, there is nothing certified in the state of Florida, software-wise, that we could use. So the amendment itself says at such time as there is software certified. We wouldn't need additional equipment. We would just need software that was certified.
Rob Ritchie is the executive director with FairVote, a national organization based in Washington that calls its mission to achieve secure and universal access to participation. He says that going back to 2004, instant runoff voting has been passed as a ballot measure in the U.S. 10 straight times. He says the only concerns have been how the system will be implemented.
I think the main opposition is founded on concerns about the transition to it. I think the principle is kind of widely accepted. Just in Florida, for instance, the Legal Women Voters just did an extensive study on the issue of runoff elections versus instant runoff elections and came out for instant runoff voting, and the Sarasota Legal Women Voters supports it there. And I think it just makes sense, but the process of adapting to the change can just be something that can cost money sometimes, or just makes people, you know, wanting to make sure there's voter education done and so on. But I think what we've seen so far is those transitions do happen, and they result in the system working well.
Well, let me ask you about that, Rob, because, of course, here in Florida and Sarasota County, they've been using electronic voting machines for the last couple of years. They're going to phase that out, of course, like we all are throughout Florida here. But whether it's electronic voting machines or regular punch card or what have you, the idea that you have this instant runoff, if you will, where you calculate the vote and then go quicker and quicker to getting a final number of candidates, as it were, to winnow them all out. What is the technical aspect of that? How intense is that for a regular city or county to adapt to that?
Well, it they can do it in different kinds of ways. Actually, my home city, Tacoma Park, Maryland, is going to just use a hand count for the system. They shifted to hand count elections a few years ago, and they can do that with instant runoff voting as well. The other places typically use an optical scan system, and you either can get a full-scale system where the machine captures the image of every ballot, maintains that separate record, which it needs to do. Like, let's say you and I vote for the same candidate as a first choice, but we have different second choices, and if our first choice loses and our ballot is then going to move on and count for our second choice, we need to know that, you know, your ballot should count for that person and my ballot should count for the other person. So that's one way to kind of collect all the information, which, say, Burlington, Vermont, and San Francisco, California have systems that do that. Cary, North Carolina, is going to do a sort of a halfway system where they count first choices at the polls on the current system that they've had for years, and then if there needs to be an instant runoff, then they will sort the ballots according to first choice and do a hand count after that, which still is a lot cheaper and obviously for the voters much easier than having a whole separate runoff election.